Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
First and goal at Swift. Nice cutback. Has a lane. To the edge. Touchdown, Chicago. 6 yards for his sixth rushing touchdown of the year, and it's 6-0 Bears.
Third and goal. Burden in motion. Play action. Williams. End zone. DJ Moore. Touchdown.
He's got him beat right from the start. You've got outside leverage in the coverage, and DJ Moore is running across the formation. Here he is right here. You can see, look at the outside. He's on the outside shoulder, and he's going to cross formation to the left. So you can see he's open immediately right there. Well-thrown ball by Caleb Williams.
From the 22 on first down, Williams on the roll, directing traffic to the end zone. He throws, and it's DJ Moore, his second of the day. Chicago cashes in immediately from 22.
Third and 9. Big play. Sanders with time to the sideline. Tough throw for Judy. And Judy has it intercepted. It's picked off by Jalen Johnson. Judy had it near his hands and Johnson took it away. The 29th Chicago takeaway.
This is a great play by Jalen Johnson. This is another well-fitted ball in there. A little bit of back shoulder, but Jerry Judy is not able to squeeze it in. You can see it drop right there into the hands of Jalen Johnson.
It hit him in the hands, and Jalen Johnson snatched it. Kevin Stefanski can't believe it. For Cleveland, it's Sanders looking for Finn, and it's picked again! C.J. Gardner-Johnson with the interception. Sanders. Gardner Johnson is down at the 23. Takeaway number 30 for the Chicago Bears. Fourth and goal. Sanders in trouble again. He escapes for the moment. Sanders sacked once more. Austin Booker with the sack to end it. Chicago turns the Browns away once more. 31-3. Dominance from Chicago at home today. Third Bears head coach to reach 10 wins in his first season. Ben Johnson's designs are on more, but a 31-3 win for the Chicago Bears today.
That is a good, better, best Monday on 6-7. The score 31-3. The final. The Bears take down the Browns to improve to 10-4 on the season. You heard it right there on Fox. You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Taking your reaction, the Bears, this is only the third time the Bears have reached 10 wins or potentially more in the last 15 years. 312-644-6767. Text or call. Judson Richards along with you for one more hour. Then Dustin Rhodes will take over for the Mully and Haw pregame show. And then Mully and Haw will be here at 5:30. Joining them this morning, Olin Kreutz at 7 o'clock. TJ Edwards talking about the victory at 8. And the Tribune's Brad Biggs at 9 o'clock. Raheemy Harris and Grody will take over midday. Anthony Heron will break things down at 11. The Athletics' Dan Weidwer at 1 o'clock. And then Spiegel Holmes in the afternoon. The Hall of Famer Kurt Warner breaking it down at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It is a victory Monday, but it is so much more than that. It is Packers week as well. We will try our darndest, at least I will for the rest of the show, to keep it to a post-game more so than a pre-game, although we want so badly to look ahead of what's happening on Saturday night, especially with the loss of Micah Parsons. Expected for it to be officially announced today with a torn ACL that happened yesterday in a loss to the Broncos. Speaking of that loss, the Bears are now back again atop the NFC North. But we do not want to look past what happened yesterday because... And I'll ask you, are we getting spoiled already? Like, are we already ready to go? Well, of course they're going to beat the 3-10 Browns. Of course they're just going to take them down 31-3, and that's going to be it. Because I remember watching a team last year that didn't win 10, but in fact that lost 10 in a row. And I remember over the last 3 years watching a team that averaged just 5 wins. So forgive me if I'm not ready to just go, well, of course they beat a beaten and battered offensive line of the Cleveland Browns and were able to intercept Shedeur Sanders 3 times and sack him 5 times. And of course, this is what this Bears team does, because I've watched the Bears beat a lot of teams with records well under 500 this year, but I watched them beat them in the final 2 minutes of the game or in the final seconds of the game. This was different. In fact, there was a stat that surprised me. The 14-0 halftime lead by the Bears over the Browns was the largest halftime lead they've had since week 5 of last year. So, yeah, the Browns are bad. The Bears have played a lot of bad teams this year. It does not mean they all come out like what we saw yesterday in a 31-3 drubbing. But there's one man that had a very, very large hand in it, and it's that head coach, Ben Johnson, that seems to do a really, really great job, and I think he's got a mature bunch. I think most importantly, he's got a great coaching staff, but we watched them turn the page after they got spanked 52-21 to Detroit Lions, and this team has been different ever since that loss. But the Packers lost 2 weeks ago, I should say a week ago, did not hold them down. It did not carry over. There was no trap game. There was no nothing. There was not a trap game. There was not a hangover after losing a big game to the Packers. They had a singular focus, and that was beating the Browns, and they took care of business. Let's go into the locker room on a good, better, best Monday. Here's head coach Ben Johnson.
Hell yeah! Going back, guys, taking care of business. How about that bear weather, huh?
Woo!
Get you some. Right in our wheelhouse.
Right?
Now, you guys are pretty fast to get back in the locker room after that game, though. All right? Great job, man. There's a number of performances that stood out in that game. Defense, multiple sacks across the board. Offense, 31 points. Special teams. Field position, all right? I got 2 game balls that I'm going to give out here today, all right? First one is this, all right? going into the third quarter, took us just a second to get going, all right? But I'm telling you, once this play happened, it really ignited the rest of the way. Okay. Bring it on in. Good, better, bad!
Good, better, bad!
Never let it rest!
You're
gonna get better!
You're gonna get better!
You better get better!
You better get better!
Bears on three! 1, 2, 3! Bears!
Oh, that sounds good on a Monday morning. Ben Johnson giving it the good, better, best treatment. And the Bears improved to 10-4 with 3 games left to go. Even the most optimistic Bears fans, I don't know if you could see yourself in this place at this time with this team, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and what they're able to pull off. You know, there was a lot of talk over the week about a trap game. I enjoy a good trap game conversation. Like it reminds me very much of like the Joe Flacco, is he elite? It's very similar to, is this a trap game? One thing that people really wanted to tell you last week, even locally or nationally, is, ooh, that point spread. 7.5, right? The Bears are taking 7.5. Of course, this is going to be a closer game than that because Shedeur Sanders looked good against the Tennessee Titans and you know, the Bears don't have a good defense, but as Ben Johnson predicted, as he's really done, I mean, Ben Johnson should go to Vegas, right? It's like the bye week, we're going to take a look at the run game. Run game drastically improves. He said he was surprised that DJ Moore in that box score, he could not believe that DJ Moore was not more involved in the game. 4 receptions, 69 yards, 2 touchdowns, including a spectacular play. We'll talk more about that. And he predicted, yeah, DJ Moore needs to be more involved in the game plan. But one thing that Ben Johnson has been saying a lot over the last number of months, in fact, this is going back to even training camp, I think Ben Johnson has said, we will be playing our best football in December. He's going to have to put his money where his mouth is on Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers. But a 31-3 NFL win for the Bears, who have 1 winning season in the previous 12 years besides this one, is something worth celebrating. 31-3 the final. But Ben Johnson, as he's elevated those expectations after the game, was asked, hey, 10 wins, pretty cool, right?
Winning 10 games mean anything to you?
Not really. we're on to the next one. You know, it's 10's great, but it's not enough.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about the micro and the macro of this season. Right, because the micro is, well, what can the Bears accomplish in 2025? The macro is, what is Ben Johnson building towards the future? Because if you go back and look at Lovie Smith's last season, 10-6, he was fired. The following year, they were at 500. Then you look at Matt Nagy's first season, 12-4. The following season, they were at 500. There has not been a stacking of double-digit win seasons. And that's ultimately what we want. Like, of course, ready to ride the roller coaster of what this season has to offer. But are we also watching what we really want, and that's the enjoyment of watching this kind of December football year in and year out? Because one thing will go away of what Ben Johnson has going for him right now, and that's the new voice. Right, that's the need of a locker room to impress upon a head coach that, hey, I should be around and you should pay me. Right, I mean, that's so much of this. It's like, well, I'm trying to prove that when Ben Johnson has a conversation with Ryan Poles about who should be around, I want him to believe in me and I want to make sure I stay and continue to get paid or make more money. That will go away. The voice at some point will no longer be new. It will be familiar. But what Ben Johnson offers is intelligence. So if you can combine a great game plan and then you have a veteran-laden group where it is now the locker room that has the expectations, now you're cooking with gas, as Ben Johnson would say. Let's hear from Mullen Krutz in the post-game show, who will join Mully and Hod 7 o'clock this morning, about what the Bears did yesterday to beat the Browns.
I didn't know what to expect, honestly. I just speak for myself because of we talked about in the pregame how close every other game has been. And you think that, okay, the Chicago Bears, they look like they're getting better. They look like they're a better football team than earlier in the year. Ben Johnson has said all year, we'll be playing our best football at the end of the year. But we haven't seen them play a bad team yet and see how they stack up. And until you see it, you don't believe it. But today they went out there and they stomped the team. They should have took care of business with, as you talked about, and Molly, you talked about in the pregame show. They should take care of business against this Cleveland team with all their injuries and all the things they have going on, and a young quarterback. And Pat talked about getting the takeaways and getting him to give you the ball and confusing him with coverage and making plays, although Jalen Johnson's interception was just a really nice play on the football. DeMarco Jackson, C.J. Wow. Gardner-Johnson, just a team that we've come to know and love, right, this year. A team that runs the football, takes the ball away, and the quarterback makes the unbelievable throw. I don't know if he saw Delpit. Would you say he did? And layered the ball over his head, because why not?
Yeah, that was the game that it was, right, as Olin Kreutz just stated, that it felt very much like a Bears football game, although I thought this was one of Caleb Williams' better, if not best, games of the year, if you take the elements into consideration, and just throwing the football and holding the ball and just, you know, we know things are just more difficult. Like, I had a Christmas party at my father-in-law's house yesterday. Running the Christmas presents in and out of the car and delivery, it's more difficult when the wind chill is in the negatives. So, yeah, you getting to your car, imagine then needing to be a top-tier athlete and how that can affect your body and what it does to your hands and what it does to your movements and how it can really implement you. I thought that they put up 31 points and it didn't seem to really bother Caleb at all. He said it wouldn't, and it played out that way. Were you there yesterday? 54,000 people were there. Would love to hear about your experience. How cold was it? Or maybe wasn't all that bad. 312-644-6767. I thought that what Patrick Manley laid out in the postgame show, specifically with Jaquan Brisker, is really explaining why this team continues to give you all it's got.
I think I brought it up a couple weeks ago, and I want to give Jaquan Brisker some credit, because, you know, I obviously keep an extra eye on special teams, and punt safe is when the defense stays out there when it's kind of fourth and short and you're kind of scaring them away from running a fake. And Jaquan Brisker's on there, right? And he's holding up a guy going way harder than he really needed to be. Like, a lot of times I'll hold up a little bit and then just let him run and release, and you fair catch into the 10-yard line. But the effort guys are playing with, and you've got a starting safety on the punt return team playing with that effort. It's the standard, I think, that Ben Johnson has set for this team is showing. You know, that's a game where you're blowing people out and you're still playing to the whistle. You're worried about what your teammates are going to say. I would be on Mondays when you're watching film, because you're trying to play perfect. You're trying to play great. And they've all bought into that. And I think that's the standard that Ben Johnson has set and all the assistant coaches have instilled in their meeting rooms. And you're seeing that on the field. And that's a great call, because I saw that as well. And I was like, you don't get beat. I yelled at him, like, you don't get beat on a when you're doubling the gunner. That just can't happen. But to see them that upset just truly tells you what the makeup of this team is and how they're being coached.
You know, buy-in is one of those overused terms, probably, but it's also one of those where you can see it very clearly when it's happening. And that is this Bears team. And I also think, like, you can really just watch great coaching play out in front of you. And if I were to recognize one thing that's impressed me the most about Ben Johnson, it was one of the first things that he did, or that we learned about, like going and getting Dennis Allen. You know, there are a lot of new head coaches that wouldn't want to have someone with that much head coaching experience over their shoulder, but they didn't know each other, and Ben Johnson sought him out. And then the ability to go and track down Al Harris, who has been exceptional. I thought the broadcast told a great story about what Al Harris has done and how, you know, of course, every coach tells you how important takeaways are. But what about teaching it, coaching it, and putting you in a place to succeed? And the Bears are the best in the league, and they had three interceptions yesterday. And Antoine Randall, the staff that they built has allowed this team to be put into a place to succeed, and then you find the buy-in factor as well. 312-644-6767. We'll get to Caleb Williams in just a moment. I did want to hear from Cole Kmet, because Cole Kmet, I think it's true. It's hard to believe, but it ultimately did not bother them, the weather that was out there.
After talking all week about the cold, did you feel it impact the game at all today?
No, I didn't think so. I don't think for us. I thought we felt pretty good out there. I was interested to see how it would feel compared to the game we played, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago against Buffalo. That was way worse. So the wind wasn't too bad today. Obviously, when the sun went down, it got cold. But all in all, not too bad.
We'll get to these phone calls in just a minute, 312-644-6767. But we wanted to get into this coming up next as well. Why the Bears no longer have anything in common with the Cleveland Browns. Let's talk Caleb Williams. Let's talk quarterback play. That's next. It's a Victory Monday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
From the 22 on first down, Williams on the roll, directing traffic to the end zone. He throws, and it's DJ Moore, his second of the day. Chicago cashes in immediately from 22.
I would love to be in the film room on Monday when Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams go over this play, because this is such a no, I can't believe you, yes. You talk about having confidence in your players, and again, the location. Look at the defenders from the Browns. Grant Delpit, Tyson Campbell, they're right there to make a play on the football, and he gets it right into the hands of DJ Moore.
Extra point is good, and it's 21-3, Chicago.
Well, are you a believer now? Was that it? Was this the game, or are you still not? 312-644-6767. Judson Richards along with you for about the next 30 minutes or so. Dustin Rhodes will take over with the Mullion Haw pregame show. And Mullion Haw coming your way at 5:30 on a Victory Monday on 6-7 The Score. That highlight there from Fox. Caleb Williams, 17 of 28 passing, 242 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. His rating was a 112.5. On the flip side of that, Shador Sanders, 18 of 35, 177, no touchdowns, three INTs, and a rating of 30.3. I do think, as well, a couple caveats with Caleb's number. There were a couple of very obvious drops. Elamide Zaccheaus fell down from his route as well. You take those into consideration, and then the elements. For him to be as sharp, as accurate as he was, I thought Caleb Williams had an exceptional game, and I thought that it was another big step forward for him playing in Ben Johnson's offense, and it's going to be needed, certainly, with the Packers, 49ers, and the Lions for the three remaining games. Again, Judson Richards along with you. The Bears improved to 10-4 after a 31-3 victory atop the Cleveland Browns, a real trouncing. It was very much a Cleveland Browns game where you celebrate Myles Garrett and the Browns lose again. That's the way it went. It was very much a Bears game where defense shines by way of takeaways. Running game was good, not necessarily great. They have been great this season. And Caleb Williams also did something spectacular. That throw to DJ Moore was very much a no, yes kind of throw. Ben Johnson really backed his guy and just kind of celebrating what Caleb Williams is able to do as an athlete. I'd be curious to hear over the week about what Ben Johnson says in their film review about that decision, throwing across his body into double coverage in the end zone, meaning they were close. And so you never want to throw picks in an end zone, because the only thing worse than not getting a touchdown would be turning down a field goal. But ultimately, the worst thing is throwing picks in the end zone, just like Shador Sanders did with the takeaway that Jalen Johnson had. Kyle Long, former Bear great on CBS Sports, this is what he had to say about Caleb Williams.
Let's dive in a little bit on today against this Browns team in some real Chicago-type weather. So the Chicago offense got to showcase today their super weapon, for lack of a better phrase, in Caleb Williams. I remember when I was in Kansas City, and it was a balmy 9 degrees, and it was a 1 o'clock kickoff or whatever it was, and the wind was whipping through Arrowhead. And I looked at Mike Kafka, our quarterback coach at the time, and I said, so are we going to change up our game plan at all in terms of what we're thinking in the passing game? And he looked me dead in the eyes. He laughed in my face. And then he pointed to a guy warming up with number 15 on. He said, that guy throws right through the wind.
Yeah.
In Chicago, you've got a quarterback that can throw right through the wind. Not only that, he's getting more confident week to week.
Throwing right through the wind. So it does not look like shovel will hit dirt in Arlington Heights in 2025. And so it does look like the Bears will continue to be playing outside for the near future. And so it is important that you have a quarterback that has the ability to play in the elements. And when Caleb Williams said throughout the week, cold doesn't bother him at all, he's done it before, didn't totally buy it, right? I know he's from Washington, D.C. area, so a Maryland guy, played college football in Oklahoma, played college football in USC. I know he's played a couple cold games at Soldier Field, but certainly doesn't seem like something he's been doing for a long, long time. Well, he looked like it's something he's been doing for a long, long time. Didn't bother him. I thought that he did what we've been wanting him to do. Open receivers, make the accurate throw. Be on time, be in rhythm, make the accurate throw. And then to use his own verbiage, when it's time to put the Superman cape on, go and do it. And that's exactly what he did with that throw to DJ Moore. And there was a very interesting article that was well done by Phil Thompson in the Chicago Tribune on Sunday morning about really the parallel of what the Browns and the Bears have somewhat been running together since 1999. And that's a reason, there's a reason why it begins in that year. The Browns, since 1999, have started 42 quarterbacks. One of those is on the Bears, and that's Case Keenum. You know that long list of names on the back of a jersey, that photograph that went viral? Yeah, Case Keenum is on that long, long list. Although Case did joke, he's probably the only guy on that list who's undefeated, because Case is 2-0. The Bears, since 1999, have started 30 quarterbacks. So 42 for the Browns, 30 for the Bears. In 1999, you may know or remember what happened. Certainly, maybe not at number one, but number 12 overall. The Browns had the number one overall pick. They selected Tim Couch. The Bears had the number 12 overall pick. They selected Cade McNown. What is different today? The Bears have their franchise quarterback. It is not different for the Browns. For those of you that are a believer in Shedeur Sanders, good week last week, bad week this weekend. For those that think he's no good, bad week last weekend, good week this weekend. I don't think the Browns believe in Shedeur Sanders. It is such a weird situation there. It's like someone's giving him the wrong wristband or something to go and take the field, and he doesn't know operationally what he's doing. And also, Shedeur is just incredibly polarizing. Wait until Deshaun Watson is able to go. Speaking of polarizing, I mean, what a disaster that is happening there. And so when I think about how polarizing Shedeur Sanders is in the conversation that happens nationally, and I'm sure it happens locally. In fact, I've seen it. It's popped up on my timeline. It had me thinking about our conversations in Chicago, specifically this year, about Caleb Williams. And am I wrong, or does it feel like we've been pretty rational of discussing Caleb Williams and the quarterback play? Because it certainly wasn't rational when it came to Justin Fields. We know how polarizing that got, or even, you know, apply the word toxic, how toxic that got. But it feels like we've been pretty rational right early on, and was like, yeah, it looks all right, but things really need to improve. And then as he's gotten better, we have followed along. And I think if I were to speak to the majority, it feels like we understand that Caleb Williams certainly is going to get the runway of being a franchise quarterback for the Bears. But I do also believe the reason why we've been able to be rational of the way we've digested who Caleb Williams is becoming, winning. Winning allows patience. Running game allows a quarterback to not have as much on his shoulders. But most importantly, 10-4 atop the NFC North has allowed us to be more patient with Caleb Williams' development. When he's winning, we can go, yeah, you know, Shane Waldron, Matt Eberflus, he was put in a really bad place. And we can go, yeah, I know that we'd love his completion percentage to be better, but the intangibles are there for him to make the great plays. And so as long as we are watching him to get better, as we certainly have, less false starts, better in the pocket, getting rid of the ball faster, playing on time. We have watched it play out in real time. So another thing is we've kind of recognized what Ben Johnson has done so well. He has reset expectations, and he has allowed us to rationally watch a quarterback develop towards the runway of being a franchise quarterback, because he has been able to take over and win immediately. This is only the third time in the last 15 years the Bears are going to have a double-digit win season. Let's hear from Caleb Williams after the game. They did something yesterday. I think they're going to have to do on Saturday night against the Packers. They jumped on them early.
Caleb, you talk about not letting Cleveland get the game, right? Mm-hmm. What's it like to be on a team and leading a team that you can do that, that you guys can accomplish that and kind of just take over and dominate?
Yeah, that's what we speak. That's what we preach. Offense, defense, special teams, you know, the killer instinct and starting fast and all these different things. And, you know, we've had some ups and downs, but, you know, I think we did a solid job with that this week of, you know, kind of not letting the team get into it, the other team get into it from all three phases. You know, I think we need to keep that going. I think that we will. And I'm excited for, you know, that to be able to help lead these guys in these moments.
You know, one of the areas where the Bears have struggled this season is the second quarter offensively. They have somewhat stalled out. I think heading into this game, they were like fifth in scoring in the first quarter, but then 18th in the league in scoring in the second quarter. Like they've been better in the first and fourth quarters, but in the second and the third, they haven't been great. It would be really, really nice, you know, because there's two things I'd love to see them do against the Packers, as I try to avoid turning this into a Packers-Bears pregame show. But I'd love to see them do what they did yesterday, and that's start with a healthy lead, because it makes it easier for you to just run the ball if your running game is going. And they got to get to Jordan Love, and they got to move him off the spot, right? Like, there's a blueprint of what they did to the Browns that you'd love to do to the Packers. The problem is the Browns suck and the Packers are really, really good. But I'd like to think of that pass rush. Maybe like a placebo yesterday where the Bears were able to pick up a lot of confidence by beating up on a woeful offensive line that's incredibly banged up. And of course, Tevin Jenkins left mid-game because that's what Tevin Jenkins does. But playing with the lead Saturday night, it's something that the Bears have not been great about this year. One of the reasons why this year has been somewhat unforgettable is the drama and the late, you know, the late second, the final minute comebacks. If you're doing that, it means you're not playing with the lead very often. And hard to believe, 14-0, that halftime lead, the largest halftime lead the Bears have had since week 5 of last season. Playing with a lead against the Packers for a team who can really run the ball like the Bears can would be outstanding to try to get a victory on Saturday night. Coming up next, there's more from Kyle Long. His thoughts on how to approach the final three games of this season. Is this daunting or is it in fact lining the Bears up for success? That's coming up next on 6M The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's the name of the game, and I told the guys nobody's going to feel sorry for us, and you know we got to rally around one another, and everybody's going to have to elevate their play.
Yeah,
it doesn't look good, so I'll leave it at that.
Well, it is Packers week in Chicago, and this week has taken on a very different look of what happened yesterday against the Denver Broncos. Michael Parsons, it is expected to be made official today that he tore his ACL and will be done for the rest of the season, will not be ready to go against the Packers on Saturday night. 312-644-6767, that is the phone number, that is the text line. What did you see against the Browns that you will need to see on Saturday night for the Bears to walk away victorious? Judson Richards along with you for about another 20 minutes. Dustin Rhodes will take over with the Mully and Haw pregame show as we are loaded up today on 6-7 The Score, a victory Monday. The Bears improved to 10-4 on the season. How about this? On Saturday or over the weekend in Week 16, if the Bears can beat the Packers and the Steelers can beat the Lions in Detroit, then the Bears are in the playoffs for the first time since 2020. But coming up today and early, we got you covered. Olin Krutz will join Mully and Haw at 7 o'clock. He will break down everything he saw from another Bears victory. TJ Edwards, who was out there on the field, local guy number 53, will join them at 8 o'clock. Brad Biggs from the Tribune at 9 o'clock. Then coming up with Raheem Harrison, Grody Midday, Anthony Heron at 11, Dan Weeder at 1 o'clock. And then Hall of Famer Kurt Warner will join Spiegel and Holmes at 3 o'clock this afternoon. A victory Monday for this Bears football team. Again, you are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios as the Bears, again, for only the third time in 15 years, double-digit wins, and Ben Johnson becomes only the third head coach in Bears history to reach 10 wins or more in his rookie season. You can probably guess one of those names, George Halas, the other being Matt Nagy. But Ben Johnson, I think, he has sights set on much more than just 10 wins. Let's hear from Kyle Long on CBS Sports on a daunting final three games for the Bears, but how about this mindset heading into it?
It's a mindset. I think that's a perfect way to approach these final 3 weeks. Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers, Detroit Lions. Oh, you're just telling me we're in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. We're playing playoff teams, not only just like wild card count. These are playoff teams. You get in that mindset, you get in your tunnel, and you launch into outer space. And where you end up just comes down to a little bit of luck, a lot of physicality, and the Chicago Bears have that on their side this year. Like you said, 2-1. That's all you got to go. And a couple weeks ago, it was you got to go 4 out of 7. And now we're at the 2-1 mark. You beat the Packers. You look up in a couple weeks, you're going to be really happy where you're at.
You know, it is, I don't know how many of you out there feel the way I do. I mean, it's not hard to believe. We see this at times with a first-year head coach. But again, to go from a 10-game losing streak last year to find yourself with 10 wins after 14 games at the Bears, I don't look at it as house money because I don't think they look at it as that. I think this is a team that has buy-in and that really believes. But again, after week 16, this upcoming week, the Bears may know that they are already in the playoffs. They got to win. They got to get a little bit of help, but they certainly are looking directly at that. And as Kyle Long just said, you may as well just accept you're in the playoffs right now. Why? Because you've got teams that are either in or fighting to get in, like the Detroit Lions. The 49ers are 10-4. We know the Green Bay Packers are nipping at the heels of this division, who are 9-4-1, and if they win, they will be atop the division. And the way I look at it as, if you're going to prepare for the playoffs, do it against the most difficult teams, right? Now, the other way to look at it as, how battered and bruised could they be when they get to the playoffs because of the teams that they have to go up against? Again, here's what we're asking you, 312-644-6767. What did you see on Sunday against the Browns that the Bears will absolutely have to do to win on Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers? And they are not going to have the offensive line. That would be nice. But the Browns were out 4 starters on the offensive line. That will not be the case with the Green Bay Packers. And Jordan Love is playing at one of the highest levels of any quarterbacks in the NFL. But if they are going to have success against the Packers, they will need to move that man's feet. They may not need to get 5 sacks, but but they will need to move him around the pocket and get him out of the pocket and cause some sort of discomfort. Because if he can set up camp, if he can set up shop, he will pick you apart. The other one is a Bears team that needs to be more crisp immediately. I couldn't believe this. The Bears have not scored on their opening possession since against the Bengals in week two. Back on, I believe it was November 2nd. It was not week two, but it was against the Bengals. Back in early November was the last time they scored on their opening possession. And with Ben Johnson's ability to put together an offense, you'd think that his scripted plays would be the best. It has not worked out. Luckily, some quick takeaways, and they get some points on the board. 312-644-6767. Is this Greg in Wisconsin? Hey, Greg, what's going on? You're on 6-7 The Score.
Good morning. This is Greg. How are you guys today?
Doing great, Greg.
Awesome. It's nice to have another Victory Monday. The main thing I've seen from the game, only if they can keep creating turnovers, which it was a little bit easier with the Sanders at quarterback for the Browns being so young, against Green Bay, I believe the most important thing is going to be is pressure. I switched over and watched their game after the Bears won, and it seemed like the more pressure Love was, the worse his footwork got, and he threw some turnovers as well. So stopping their run, creating pressure on their quarterback, and playing solid defensive tackling, I think is going to be a key to victory here. I don't have any worries about Caleb Williams. Obviously, you can play when it's 10 below and move the ball down the field like they did. Granted, it was the Browns, but still, it is an NFL football team, so you take what you get and go from there. But pressure, tackling, and create turnovers, and I think they'll be fine on Saturday against Green Bay.
Greg,
what do you think?
Greg, you sound confident.
I feel confident, man. It's been a long time.
Greg, thanks for the call. Listen, Greg and I are on the same page. It isn't rocket science. The problem is it's tough to do. And the Bears have not had a great pass rush all season. Montez Sweat has been the most productive of getting there, but you just don't have depth, really, at the defensive line to cause a lot of disruption coming from different places. You have to be very creative. They tried to do that the last time they played. And the problem is, the last time they played, Jordan Love was really, really good on third down, and he was really, really good every time the Bears blitzed. Now, another problem, and this comes for the text line, 312-644-6767 from the 630. He says they got beat deep a couple times again against the Browns. That can't happen next week. It absolutely cannot. And one of the X factors may be the health of Jalen Johnson. Because Jalen had a great interception, but man, he looked sluggish. Sluggish may be a little too strong a term, but he got beat pretty easily on the play right before the interception. Can he get faster in 6 days? I don't know, but you'd like to think that your all-pro cornerback could have a bigger hand in stopping Jordan Love, who's been really, really good at throwing the football. 312-644-6767. Text line is open. Phones are open as well, as Dustin Rhodes will take over for the Mollenhauer pregame show in just a moment. Let's hear from Patrick Menley in the postgame show yesterday on good teams taking care of business against a team like the Browns.
It is a nice win, and I think every year you look, and I've always wanted to be here. It's been a while since we've been here, right, where these December teams – you see these scores that are lopsided like this, where you have an injured team with a rookie quarterback and the good ones take care of business. And they did it. And they did everything they needed to do. There's things that, you know, as you take notes and you're watching the game, and Olin, you and I probably look through it like a coach's lens and things that they could be better. And I don't want to be negative because they beat the heck out of them at 31-3, but there are things that can be better. And that's what's exciting, too. I think as a coach, if you sit in there in the meetings tomorrow, you're going to praise all the good. But you're also saying, hey, guys, this could have been really put away early on with, you know, this mistake we made. We've got to fix this. We're still jumping off sides, missing 35-yard field goals, just little things that should be done that could be fixed up for the future. But they did what they needed to do, made it an easy win. Hopefully, you know, Cole came back, thank goodness, with the ankle. That scares you a little bit when you get into games like this with injuries. Rome obviously went out in the pregame, worried about him. But I think the biggest thing coming out through these games, guys, is injuries when you win like that.
Speaking of Patrick Manley, did want to tell you about this. This Friday, you can join the score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl. Previewing round two of Chicago versus Green Bay, Raheemy Harris and Grody, they will be there broadcasting live from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon. And they will be joined by special guests, including Patrick Manley at 11 o'clock and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee. Oh, it is so on as the show gear up for that big game on Saturday night. Again, this is this Friday from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. Brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com. This is going to be an enormous week. Trying my best to not look ahead or overlook a 31-3 victory, because it was what the Bears do. And again, defensively, statistically, it has not been a great season. However, that all changes when you can take the football away. It really does. It can mask so many things when you take the ball away. And you've got DeMarco Jackson doing it, or C.J. Gardner-Johnson doing it, or Jalen Johnson doing it. And that's what this team has been able to do. It's been one of those things where early on it's like, can you really survive? You know, can you really hang your hat on being opportunistic? Because someone has to give you the opportunity to take it away. But as we approach week 16, and we're still talking about this Bears team being the best at taking the ball away and also taking care of the football because of the kind of team they are, then you have to start asking yourself, how far can this team go? How deep can this team go? Because I do look at head coach Ben Johnson operating a little bit like a really impressive college basketball program that can get five-star recruits. So if you look at a young Kentucky team, or I guess wherever John Calipari is, you look at those freshmen and you know that by March, they are a drastically different team than they were in November. Because they just get better practice by practice, game by game, and week by week. And this Bears team, including what we saw on Sunday, I don't care who was out there, you're winning 31-3 in an NFL game. Great things are happening. The ceiling is the roof. What was it that MJ said? The Bears are 10-4 and atop the NFC North. We will continue to cover a great Bears team all day long, all week long, as we get set for the Green Bay Packers. We will hand it off next to Dustin Rhodes of the Mullenhaw Pregame Show, coming up right here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.